The Auditorium in Eureka Springs will add another impressive name to the roster of performers it has hosted over the decades. August 22nd, Gordon Lightfoot will be on stage at the Odd. During his career, Lightfoot has released 20 albums and received 14 Junos, the Canadian equivalent of the Grammy Award. He's also developed a passionate following in the U.S., Europe, and in his native Canada. He's created a songbook of well-known tunes like Carefree Highway, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and Sundown.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care.
The concert on the 22nd will be his first ever in Eureka Springs, and that alone is of note. But a few years ago, it was feared Lightfoot would never play live again anywhere. In September 2002, he suffered an abdominal aortic aneurysm and was in a coma for 6 weeks and endured 4 surgeries. He recovered, though he did suffer a minor stroke since. But he's on the road again and says he feels fine. I recently reached Gordon Lightfoot at his home near Toronto and asked him a few questions about his upcoming tour, like how somebody with 20 albums decides which songs to play for an audience.
That's a very good question. That is a very good question. I just use the best stuff. I just use the best stuff that I've got.
Do you make that determination before you're on stage, or do you allow yourself some room to change things up?
I have two totally different shows. I alternate them like night after night, like a show one and a show two. So I don't lose any of the ones that I know they really want to hear. Like If You Could Read My Mind, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, Sundown, Don Quixote, Beautiful, and so forth. Rotate about 10 of the songs that we do only every other night.
He says his concerts last about 2 hours, and his current tour, which began just last night, will put him back on stage with some of the musicians he's been on the road with for a long time.
We're almost like a team. We're like a baseball team, or getting out ready to play some games. You know, we're on a road trip, and we've got 10 shows in 12 days, and one of them being in Eureka, Arkansas, and we're carrying right on through and doing the 10 shows and getting our tails back home here to Toronto, where we all live and where all our families are. it's a great privilege for us to get out there and do these shows, and I get to do it like 6 or 7 times a year for a total of about 75 shows a year, and it's planned out in such a way that there's a system to it, and it's I of course have to stay prepared. We have to rehearse. We stay warm. We don't lag in between. And in the meantime, look after our families.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well.
In the 1970s, Lightfoot became one of the most familiar voices on the radio with songs like If You Could Read My Mind. Even before he began to have success in the United States, his lyrics had been discovered by some of his most respected contemporaries. Among those who've recorded his songs, Bob Dylan, Sarah McLachlan, Robbie Robertson of the band, Johnny Cash, John Mellencamp, Richie Havens, and Elvis Presley. His career, though, didn't begin with him singing and playing guitar.
I played drums in high school in a dance band and sang, just like Ringo Starr. I had the drums, and that's why I got hired. I got hired as a singer, And the guy wanted to know if I could play drums, and I said, I don't know. And he said, well, I've got an old set of drums here at my house. Will you take them home and learn how to play? And I learned how to play by listening to Louis Armstrong records. For a while, I played some jazz. I played some jazz drums. I played with some fairly good musicians right here in the city of Toronto. Was doing quite well at it for a year and a half or so, and it was interesting. But my main interest, of course, was getting involved in the folk revival, which I did, and I was much more into the singing and the guitar playing. You know, it was a lot more productive, less baggage. Less luggage.
Gordon Lightfoot speaking from his home near Toronto just before he left for a 10-city, 12-day tour across the United States. He'll perform at the Auditorium in downtown Eureka Springs Sunday, August 22nd.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are each shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are.